Blog Talk Radio.
For you, and despite your circumstances and your situation, God is blessing you, even you right now. We praise God for another wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio, another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., stuck right dead in the middle of the two great states of Maryland and Virginia. We are so appreciative for you have joined us here for another night. We thank God for Reconciliation Ministries, along with partnership of Omega Ministry Group. We are so appreciative for the leaders of Omega Ministry Group, even though he would not say so, but he is definitely the CEO, I guess we would say that. Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr, we are so appreciative for them too and how God has been blessing them for years and years just to continue to provide leadership for the Omega Ministry Group. We thank God for their daughter, their youngest daughter, Jalea Storr, who is graduating, who has graduated from 12th grade, on her way to college. She has, we praise God, she has a basketball scholarship, I believe somewhere in Florida. So we thank God for her and how God is going to continue to bless her in higher education. We bless all those who are graduating or who have recently graduated. We know that this year, 2020, due to the coronavirus, many celebrations have been put on hold, and many have found new ways of celebrating and participating in graduations of all kinds and size. But nevertheless, if you never get to walk across the stage, you got to know and understand that God has blessed you. God has elevated you. God has kept you and pushed you so that now you can get to the other side. I like to praise God for my goddaughters, Naya Wills, who graduated this past week with a master's of theater, I believe it's theater and speech, I believe. And then my niece, who just celebrated her first year of college, we thank God for her, Ayana Van. Thank God for her, and then a special blessing goes to a couple. We just got off of a Zoom event where we celebrated and. We officiated the recommittal of Larry and Shirley Steele. Today, they celebrate 20 years of marriage, and just as I told them, they are a great testimony of who God is and how God can keep and how God is keeping all of us. So, we thank God for all of them, and we thank God for those who are dealing with the transition of family or friends and family. We're praying for our brother Quade Aleem and the transition of his grandfather, not due to the coronavirus, but we praise God for Yvette Green, ex-co-worker, in the transition of her mother. We pray blessings upon her and blessing upon those who are even sick and shut in. So without further ado, we always know that there is power in prayer. I don't know about you, but there is power in prayer. So we're going to go ahead and pray, and then we can deal with a couple more household issues, and then we'll go into tonight's lesson. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for all those who are a part of Prayer Line, who are part of this Bible study. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to bless those who are listening live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast. We pray, Lord God, and we give you honor and praise because you've been so good to us. You are the one who kept us. You are the one who has sustained us. If it had not been for you who was on our side, we don't know where we would be. And for that, Lord God, we just say thank you. Lord God, I thank you for tonight's lesson, and I pray that it will challenge someone and that someone will take a different look, a different viewpoint on how they conduct their lives. Lord God, we all understand that this is a race that has been given to us, and we are to run our own race. We are to look ahead towards you, where you are at the finishing line. Let us not get caught up in what our brother or our sister is doing, but allow our eyes to focus on you. We thank you, Lord God. We pray that you will bless even our brother, Dwayne Morton, who had surgery on yesterday. We pray blessings and healing upon him and his family. And again, for all those who are listening live and to the rebroadcast. Lord God, we thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for all that you've done for us, all that you have kept us and prepared us. And allow us now, Lord God, to go and look at your word. Allow us to pull out nuggets, pull out information that only you can give us. I thank you, Lord God, because you could have done so many other things, and you could have used us in so many different ways. But because you love us, because you care for us, again, we just want to say thank you. Again, we pray for all those who are sick and shut in, Dwayne Morton and others. But most of all, Mother Store, we pray blessings for her and all the other mothers, and we pray that you will continue to protect them. Lord God, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise, for we love you and adore you, and we magnify the name of your Son, who is our Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. We all say amen. Before we go into tonight's lesson, as always, for those, this is about participation. So you can press 1 on your phone, and when you press 1 on your phone, then you will, I will be able to recognize and unmute your mic. All mics are muted right now, but I will be able to unmute your mic. And once your mic is unmuted, I will call out the last 4 numbers of your phone number, and then you can have a word. If you have a question or a comment, even a criticism, even if you don't agree with what I'm saying, I pray that you do. But if you don't, then let's talk about it. For those who are not listening live but listening to the rebroadcast, as always, you can send me an email at jvane91@yahoo.com. Again, that's J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. And trust me, I will respond to your emails. Tonight's lesson plan, we wanted to go over and deal with panic attack or prayer. With all that is going on in today's society and with the pandemic, oh man, where am I telling you? that is going on today. There are a lot of uncertainty, a lot of uncertain thoughts, and a lot of people are really stressed out. I've come, man. I've done a little research. Unfortunately, there is a rise on suicide, all because people are panicking. People are taking a position that they would rather transition and leave this world than to face what's going on. We find ourselves that because of the pandemic, some people are not able to work and go in and provide income for their families. So now here they are 3 months later, and they might not been able to pay for rent or pay for food because they have not been able to work, and they have not been able to to depend upon the government. We understand that the government passed out a stimulus check, and that's all well and good, and there has subsidized money, set aside money for those who are small businesses, and they are even considering about having another wave of subsidized or stimulus funds. But ultimately, we want to be in a position where we can go to work. And because of some people are not able to, I praise God that I'm able to work from home, that some people are just don't know what to do. There are three scriptures that I want to read to us tonight. I want to read, as always, I'm going to read the New Century Version and the Message Version. Those are two different translations, very, very comparable to your King James or American Standard or NIV. I want you to be able to go back and write these scriptures and see what God is saying to you. The first scripture, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. The second scripture is Proverbs 12, but later on in 12, verse 25. And then the last scripture is found in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. So the three scriptures that we will be our launching pad, our foundation, will be that of Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25, and Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Here's what the word reads. Careless, and I'll be reading the New Century Version. I do have the NIV, and I will read those also just so that you can hear what God is saying. Let's read Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. The NIV translation says, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise bring healing." Now, in the Message translation, it says, "Rash language cuts and maims, but there is healing in the words of the wise. Later on in that same chapter, chapter 12, verse 25, we find these words in the NIV translation. It says, anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. In the Message translation, it says, worry weighs us down. A cheerful word picks us up. And the last scripture I want to read is Proverbs 18, verse 21. 18:21, and I'm gonna read all different. I'm gonna read three translations. The NIV translation reads, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Now, in the New Century Version, it reads, "What you say can mean life or death. Those who speak with care will be rewarded." And the Message translation says, "Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose." So those are our scriptural reference tonight. We live in an uncertain world, a world where tragedies have befallen even the most godly among us. We live in a world that sometimes seems to shift beneath our feet, and we are members of an anxiety society, a society in which the changes we face threaten to outpace our abilities to make adjustments. No wonder we sometimes find ourselves beset by feelings of anxiety and panic. At times, our anxieties may stem from physical causes, chemical imbalances in the brain that result in severe emotional distress. In such cases, modern medicine offers hope to those who suffer. But sometimes our anxieties result from spiritual depletion. The prescription is found not in the medicine cabinet, but is deep inside the human heart. What we need is a higher daily dose of God's love, peace, God's assurance, and God's persistence or presence. And then we ask the question, how do we acquire these blessings from our Creator? Through prayer, through meditation, through worship, and through faith. So when I wrote this down, again, we find ourselves in this pandemic where people are so afraid to be around each other. And let me not get twisted. I understand that there needs to be social distancing, that we need to take precautions in making sure that the virus does not affect us. But the Bible says that we are a new creation or a new creature. The King James says we are a new creature. But the NIV says we are a new creation. And by being a new creation, then we understand that what used to be in us or what used to take us out no longer has the authority nor the power to take us out without first God sanctifying it. Now, we understand And there had always been this question, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, we have to question first ourselves, what is a bad thing? Because just because you get a no, that, or just because you something happens and you're not able to attend a meeting, or you're not able to go out and do something, that does not constitute, nor is it deemed to say that if you don't, if you find yourself in a place of anxiety, if you find yourself in a place where you really did not want to be, then maybe it is the will of God. Maybe God is working it out for the greater good. Now, I hear you. I hear what you're saying, Reverend Van. That doesn't make any sense at all. How can something that happened where I cried about, where I asked God about, how is it that whatever I did, now I ought to praise God for it and understand that it is for God's good? Let me give you a real example, a real simple. Have you ever been driving and or needing to go to an appointment, a doctor's appointment, or go to work, or go see a friend, or you just been in a place where you are about to go somewhere, but it seems like there are, every time you go down a certain street, there's a delay? I mean, normally these streets don't have a delay, but today, as you travel, there is a delay. And what we need to realize is that just because we go through things, just because we think we're on top, that we're not going to have those gloomy and rainy days. The Bible says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust, that we are now crucified to God. We are now crucified to God. We are now giving way to the Holy Spirit, which rules in our lives. We now need to stand up and proclaim God as our Father, Jesus Christ, as His Son, and then the Holy Spirit that rests within me. We need to get to the place that instead of having a panic attack, or instead of having pain in your mind or in your body, how about you pray? I hear you again. I understand you saying to me, Reverend Van, I don't feel like praying for them. I don't understand. I everything is going good. I'm going. My health is good. I got a job. Everything is going great right now. It's been a report that the average worker do not have enough money saved for if a motor goes out and or something. It doesn't have. We find ourselves in a place that we get stressed out, or we find ourselves in a place where we just don't know. We just are so confused. And it is in those times that we need to sit still. to hear what God has to say. I was talking to a guy, and we was talking, maybe it was on the prayer line, and we was talking that in today's society, there's so many issues and so many things going on that sometimes we just need to take a knee. And when I heard it, man, I said, that's so profound. Because when we take a knee, it's not saying that we've given up. But by taking a knee, it says that I'm going to sit here and I'm going to humbly wait for an answer. I'm going to take a knee and talk to God and allow him to minister to me. See, one of the issues that we find ourselves is that we're always trying to understand. We're always trying to say that this should have happened to me. Well, you know who also felt like that? There's a guy by the name of Job. And Job found himself in a position where God was really bragging about him. And God says to Satan, where you been, man? Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Javan translation. And Satan says, just going to and fro, seeing who I can devour, who can I trip up. And God says, have you considered my servant Job? Have you thought about him? And what Satan said, well, I would, but your hedge of grace and mercy surrounds him. Maybe tonight you find yourself in a situation or in a circumstance where you don't know what's going on. And you need to take a knee. You need to sit still and see what God is saying to you. What we're going to do, as always, we're going to take a quick break. We want you to make sure that you go get your water, you go get yourself some lemonade, some iced tea, and we'll be right back.
I want you to know.
again in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 21. It says, what you say can mean life or death. Those who speak with care will be rewarded. Or the Message translation reads, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. See, during this time of pandemic or even just in your own life, you have to get to a place that you speak encouragement to yourself, that you will speak with authority and with the anointing that God has given you through his through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that he would go and prepare a place for us, but that he's not going to leave us without a comforter, without someone who will be able to help us, to assist us. And that's the Holy Spirit. And whenever you find yourself in a situation where you don't know what to do, or in reality, you should never make a decision without first consulting the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that there are times that you think because of your education, because of who you are as a person, because of your position you hold on your job or hold in your family, you think you can just make decisions and everything's going to fall into place. Well, what happens when you make a decision and they don't fall into place? How do you handle that? How do you conduct yourself? Do you find yourself in a tizzy, or as they used to say, do you find yourself in despair so much that you would even consider suicide? Or do you find yourself speaking to the storm? Do you find yourself speaking to the storm and saying that everything is going to be okay? Again, it is very vitally important. There is scripture that reads in Romans, the 8th chapter, starting at verse 31, chapter 8, starting verse 31, it says, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Verse 36, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We need to get to the place, my brothers and sisters, where we believe only in what God's word says. We believe the unction of the Holy Spirit that will lead us and guide us throughout our days, so that if we ever try to make a decision, the Holy Spirit is right there to speak to us and tell us that everything is going to be all right. I know it might be a time where you don't know what to do. We need to depend upon each other. We need to support each other. We need to be there so that we can be a blessing to so many others. What I've come to realize is that despite the issues, despite the panic attacks, we always have prayer. And we know that it is prayer, communication to God our Father, that will bring peace and joy to our minds and to our hearts. See, one of the things that you realize that when you were younger, and you might have heard this story, you heard the fact that Job lost everything, and that even his family, his own wife and his family, told them that they was going to do whatever they want to do. Job's family and friends are coming to Job and saying, Job, what, man, come on, man. You done something. You done said something. Why don't you curse God and die? I mean, what kind of person are you to speak death when God has given you an opportunity, a chance to speak life? God provides a way of escape. And there are three questions that I want to ask you. And I know you might not be able to answer them, but I definitely want you to think about it. The three questions I have for you is, the first is, when trouble comes, how do you handle it? When trouble comes, how do you handle it? My second question is, what have you said lately to your situation? What have you said lately to your situation? And the last question is, do you kill or give life with your words? That's something that we ought to always think about. Do you kill or give life with your words? It is prayer. It is communication to God our Father that helps keep us and sustains us. And I wrote down something that says, the thing that preserves a man from panic is his relationship to God. The thing that preserves a man, that keeps a man from his panic or from panic or a situation, is having a relationship to God. So I want you to go and think about these three questions. What troubles? When trouble comes, how do you handle it? What have you said lately to your situation? And the third question is, do you kill or give life with your words? We thank you, Father, for this time of study, and we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to challenge us, that we won't allow the situation to overcome us, but that we are a champion, that we are an overcomer. I pray, Lord God, that you will bless those who have not learned the lesson to speak life and not death. Lord God, allow them to be able to speak life, not just to their situation, but for all family and friends. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Well, again, tonight we are so appreciative. We always end a little early in case if someone has a question or a comment. You can press 1 on your phone, and we will unmute your mic. If there's one that would like to make a comment or question, we thank God for you. We want to challenge you all that's listening live and those who listen to the rebroadcast that you will realize. One of the things that I found funny is we used to, on the prayer line, it's a multiple men, and on the prayer line, we really are not, some of us or most of us, are not legitimate real singers. But yet, we've learned to not get caught up in how we sound. But what we've learned is that the sound that comes from our mouths comes from our heart. It comes from a genuine place in our spirit. So because of that, though we might be hitting the wrong note, God is still working things out for our good. So we sing in the morning. And I'm not a singer, but I love to sing. And a lot of times it doesn't come out right, but I realize that it don't have to be perfect. It just got to be right. So, again, we are so appreciative for all those who have called in. Again, we want to just offer anyone an opportunity. If you have a comment or if you have a question, you can press 1 on your phone and we will unmute your mic. Let me share with you on every Monday night on the same phone line from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you have Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr, him and his wife, as they share in oneness. We thank God for the subject matter of oneness. From 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, you have Minister Leah Killing, Mighty Woman of God. On Wednesday night, you have yours truly from 8:30 to 9:30. We thank God. On Thursday night, from 8 to 9, we have Bishop George Flint. And then on Saturday, from 1 to 2, Minister Amos Joseph Collins. So these are the lineups. If God has placed it on your heart to call back at a different time, we ask that you please come back, that you come back at another opportunity. We are so appreciative for the grace and mercy that God constantly gives each and every one of us. And we want to always speak life. If you don't go with nothing else tonight, you got to know and believe and know that you are going out with life. Now, you can go ahead and do your own thing, or you can go ahead and decide that nothing or that you've given up on life. But I promise you, if you just give it one more day, God will allow you to sleep. And then to rise in the morning, giving him glory, giving him honor, giving him praise for just allowing you to see another day. So again, my brothers and sisters, we are so appreciative. We ask that God will continue to bless you. As always, we thank God for each and every one of you all. We want to end, as always, with a song. We praise God for this song. We pray that you have a blessed Memorial Day weekend and that you will listen in next Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30. We praise God for your word and for his grace and mercy. And we're going to play this song by Brother Brian Courtney Wilson. I'll just say yes. As always, peace and love. Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr.
This life you gave is that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
Cause she's intentional. And it's never failing. All things are working for my good. He's intentional.
It's working for me, yeah.